It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Karen Krause. Karen is the executive director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Hey there, Karen. Welcome back to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi, Gary. Thank you so much for reaching out to our program and for letting us be on your show.
Certainly. It's always fun to have you guys on because we get to talk about cats, and that's just a really fun topic.
It is a fun topic. A lot of us have kitties in our homes, so hello to everybody who's listening who's got maybe a cat on your lap right now.
And chances are there's quite a few of them. So let's talk about the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. What do you guys do?
We are a spay-neuter program for feral cats. We also see stray cats. And a feral cat is an untamed domestic cat. And a stray cat is a kitty who has either gotten lost, been abandoned, or strayed from home and no longer can find their way back home. And they're often social. They're more friendly, but they're still a homeless kitty who's living outside. And so a lot of people are very kind and will feed cats who show up on their property or where they live or where they work or maybe where they socialize. And they start feeding the kitty. And we encourage people to help homeless animals, right, to do what we can to provide food for them or find their home. If they've got a microchip, you could take a tame kitty to a vet and have them scan to make sure that they're, that if they have a home that you can get them back home. But a lot of times kitties might just show up in somebody's wood pile or back shed or, they see them wandering through their yard. They put out a bowl of food and kitty shows up with kittens a few weeks later. And what do you do? Well, that's why we exist, and we're a spay-neuter program to help reduce the number of homeless cats in our community. And doesn't matter if there's just the one kitty who showed up, or there's been a couple cats, and now there's a bunch of kittens, we're able to help individuals get all of their cats spayed and neutered, even in one day, even if, you've got 20-plus cats. So I know people can feel a little bit unsure when, maybe there's the first litter. Oops, you meant to get the kitties spayed or neutered. There's another litter and you feel a little bit overwhelmed and not sure what to do. We are more than happy to help. And we will spay, neuter, vaccinate the cats. And they're then brought back to where they're being fed. And there are no more kittens.
In your estimation, how many feral and/or homeless cats are there in our area?
That's been the hardest number to track since our inception, and we've been around almost 30 years. The best statistics really kind of show that there's a population of outdoor cats related to the population of humans. So wherever there's more people, there tend to be more cats. So they extrapolate that out, and I don't really want to put a number on it, but I can tell you that our spay neuter clinics are more full than they were prior to the pandemic.
Oh, interesting.
Which tells us that there are more cats in need of spaying and neutering, and there are more cats living on our streets that need our help and our care. And we are the only program in the area providing this service to homeless cats. And it's really, we're set up for the people who didn't ask for that kitty to show up, and this is not a pet. This isn't a kitty who comes in and sleeps on your bed or your couch at night. It's the kitty who's living outdoors that you just want to make sure there aren't more. And the service is known as trap, neuter, return. So people that maybe you're listening right now, or you know someone where there's some cats who showed up, or even just a kitty and her litter of kittens, you would contact us. We'd make an appointment. All the cats that come in need to be in a live trap. We have live traps. We teach people how to use those traps. They would trap them, bring them into us. We spay, neuter, vaccinate, and the cats, the person feeding them, which we call a caregiver, brings the cat in the morning and then picks the cat up in the afternoon. And after the cat recovers the following day, returns the cat to where they're being fed. So trap, neuter, return. And what that does is it breaks the breeding cycle. And our goal is to reduce the number of homeless cats living on the street. So how many are out there? Again, a number that, let's just say, more than there were prior to the pandemic, because our clinics are full and we're going to help more than 7,000 cats this year.
Wow.
All for a donation.
That's a lot. Is it a bit of a challenge to capture a feral cat as opposed to maybe just a homeless cat that's a little more tame, I guess?
Well, that's a great question. I will warn everyone not to even pick up that stray kitty and try to put the kitty in a carrier, because that can be pretty frightening for a cat, and your likelihood of being bitten or scratched is increased. So the reason that we require traps is both for the safety of the person bringing the cats in, and for the cat, and for our staff. And so a live trap, while trapping can seem really scary to individuals because most of us only trap things that have a negative outcome, a live trap is humane. It's not going to hurt the cat, and it safely catches the cat. And we have several hundred traps available. They're for a donation. They're for a deposit when you bring your cat in for our services. And we show people who've never seen one how to successfully trap all the cats that they're trapping, trying to trap and bring in. It's not difficult. Once you get the cat acclimated to that trap, the day that you're going to trap, it's pretty easy. You put the cats on a feeding schedule, and they're going to go in to get the food because they're hungry. So it isn't challenging, but we appreciate that it can be a little scary if you've never done it before. And we're here to help take that fear away. Because often, not only is it a fear of hurting the animal, it's the fear of breaking the bond. And you've just built this connection with an animal that maybe you still can't pet, right? A feral kitty is still keeping his or her distance. And you don't want to break that bond. Well, if you try to capture cat, kitty with your hands and put her into a crate, you're scary to the cat. You're now unpredictable. But if the trap catches the cat, you're not scary. The trap just caught the cat. So it doesn't break the bond.
That makes a lot of sense.
It also prevents someone from being bitten or scratched. And it is a serious concern if you're bitten or scratched by an animal. So you really, you will be safer and the cat will be safer because the trap is very secure. It also allows, all the cats in it that, if they should urinate, that will then, drop out of the bottom of the trap, versus if they're in a carrier, then animal has to actually kind of be present with that urine, which isn't ideal. So a lot of benefits to having that live trap. And then also our staff, it's easier for them and safer for them to handle the cats for the spay neuter services. So all the way through, that's why we encourage that. And it really the benefits far outweigh any fear that people have, and people see that when they use our services.
Excellent. That's great advice. Thank you, Karen. We're talking today with Karen Kraus, Executive Director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Now, you have an event coming up on September 9th. You've teamed up with Portland Audubon for the Catio Tour. Let's talk about the Catio Tour.
We are really, really excited to share catios, which are cat enclosures, with Portland and beyond. And we teamed up with Portland Audubon probably, close to two decades ago, and created a program called Cats Safe at Home. And that is our partnership where we encourage the community to find solutions that are good for wildlife and good for cats. So catios are a natural part of that. So we created the Catio Tour. This is our 11th annual tour, so 11 years ago. It's where people who have cat enclosures, catios on their property, open them up for tour guests to come through, see the catio, see how the cat accesses the catio, the materials used. You know, did the people hire a contractor? Did they do it on their own? Did they maybe make an overhead walkway to get the cats out to the catio? Did they buy something? Well, how did they, solve or create a space for their cats to have some safe outdoor time? And the tour over the years has expanded into showing off some of the portable, sometimes not even the right word, but things that you can purchase that are not permanent in your yard. So if you're listening and you're renting or you're in a condo or you're just not sure you're ready for something permanent in your backyard, side yard property, then we'll show some portable solutions, some things that you can either set up and move or disassemble, take with you, or something that might pass for your homeowners association. Just giving a wider audience an opportunity to be included in having your cat have some outdoor time that's safe and they're not free roaming.
How extravagant are some of these catios? We've talked in the past, and they're like, some of them are like palaces.
They're limitless. The ideas, the creativity, the solutions, the personality, it really is limitless. We have had catios that cover entire backyards. We've had catios that are, something prefabricated, follow the instructions, put it together and carry your cat outside and set your cat inside. Or maybe a play structure that's just netting and you've purchased that and you're using that for your cats when they want to be outside, to catios that match the house, that are painted the color of the house, that are, you name it. We've had ones made out of almost any material you can think of, artfully done, creatively done, made from spare things they found at maybe the rebuilding center or another place like it, to hiring a contractor and having, incredible catios that blend into the background and scenery, to ones that maybe you like. We had one a few years ago that was inspired by Japanese tea houses and had a 200-foot overhead walkway to get the cats out to a catio.
Wow.
If you can think it, it's possible. And if you want something really simple that's just adjacent to a window, that's okay too. Anything that gives your cat a little more space to be outdoors, even if it's a window box, can be very enriching for a cat. So even while I mentioned that there's really extravagant ones, because we all love the street of dreams, right?
Right.
Want to see what's possible. Sometimes it's important to also see what's realistic. And so there are catio plans that you can purchase. This year on the tour, there are two sites where one of our sponsors builds catios and has catio plans available. And homeowners can purchase those and then build it themselves. But you didn't have to envision it. We've got others where the people envisioned the whole thing. and built it. We've had others where they hire a contractor. So it's really intended to just open up people's thoughts, minds, hearts to what works for them.
Let's talk about why people should have catios as opposed to just letting the cat out in the backyard and roam free. Why would we want to have a catio?
The hazards outdoors for a cat, I think most of us are pretty clear in the Portland metro area that there are coyotes. No matter where you live, you're seeing that there's coyotes in your neighborhood. And it is a threat to cats, for sure. Cars are another concern. But there are a lot of different hazards and things that can injure, harm your kitty. The other reason that it's important to consider your cat free roaming and the impact is that cats are natural predators, natural hunters, and they're, even if your kitty's not as predators, many cats do prey on our local wildlife. And as we've done some surveys in the past for part of this Cat Safe at Home program, and ask the community, you know, do you think of yourself as a cat person, bird person, both? And it's really clear that Portland cares about cats and Portland cares about our local environment. And we're really passionate about our outdoor activities and environment, and cats and birds in that intersection. It is important, and it's important to know that any time that we can reduce predation on our local songbirds, it gives them a better chance. And so we encourage people to have a catio because it gives your cat safe outdoor time that's enriching for your cat and also protects our local wildlife.
Did you, some of the information that was sent to me says that Portland is the catio capital. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, we have been, since we've been holding these tours, we have tracked everyone who has applied to be on the tour, everyone who has hosted and been a catio host on the tour, all the guests who have noted that they have a catio, and then we have a pledge on our Cats Safe at Home website that if you are, if you've got a catio, take the pledge and you'll get a really cool decal that says you keep your cats safe at home. And we've counted those pledges as well. And combined, we know of more than 1,000 catios in the Portland metro area.
Yeah, it does sound like we're the capital.
I was right. we are putting it out there. We are the first city to have held a catio tour. We're the city that's held it most consistently, had the most attendance, had the most catios, the most interest. I say, Portland, keep it up. We are doing amazing things to keep our cats safe, and keep our wildlife safe, and make our backyards fun, interesting, different, unique. It really is exciting. And I have to say, I think we're also catio capital because we've got a lot of interest in our, we like tours in Portland. And the more people that attend our tour, the more people that learn about catios, the more catios that get built. So it really just keeps inspiring more involvement. And that's what we want. We want to engage the community. And catio tour is a great way to learn more about it. Or if you've been on the tour, come on out again.
We're talking today with Karen Kraus, Executive Director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Now, the Catio Tour, Karen, is coming up on September 9th. How does it work? Do you get a map and you drive around the city to find different catios? And is it available also virtually? I know you did that during the pandemic.
Yes, it's true. We had 1 year where it had to be totally online in 2020. So the tour this year is a little different from any other year. So we have 6 in-person catios this year on the tour. And then we're also going to have a gathering spot that concludes the tour where we're going to have some catio experts, some portable catios, and we're going to show some of the videos that are part of our video tour. And it's going to be a great way to bring all our catio attendees together at the end of the event, be able to do a bunch of Q&A, find out a little more in depth, talk to a contractor that'll be available as well. Just a really great way to get further information or more information than you would just going out to individual sites. So it's a nice combination. In addition to that, we're adding in adventure cats. So adventure cats are kitties who go outside on hikes, bike riding, kayaking, paddle boarding. You've seen them online yeah. if you've watched any cat videos, right? People outside doing fun things with their kitties. It's a really growing trend. And one of our previous catio hosts, who has a catio, of course, also does adventure cats. So he goes hiking with his cats all over.
Wow.
And he will be at our gathering at the end with his adventure cats and sharing tips on how maybe you could see if your cat is a good candidate for taking out on adventures and what you need to think about and how it works. So we're excited to bring that into the fold this year as well. And then the other part of our tour, for those who don't want to go on tours or don't live in the area or aren't available on the 9th, we do have an online video tour, and that showcases 9 catios. And this year, those 9 catios are not on the in-person tour. They're completely different. And they will showcase some of the catios a little further out that otherwise wouldn't be on the tour. So really interesting solutions and ideas that are going to be on the online tour. So the in-person tour is $20 a person, and you get to go in person to those 6 catios plus our gathering exhibition presentation space, where you'll get to see 4 of the online videos. So you kind of get some 4 bonus videos and the adventure cats. And then an alternative is you could just purchase the videos, the 9 videos, stay at home, watch it on your own schedule, rewatch. There's really nice stills in addition to the video, and there's 360, so you can kind of spin around and zoom in on different details. And that's $15 per person. So it really depends on how much you want to get out and around and participate in one or both of these tours.
Very fun. How do people watch the videos? Are they available on your website?
So once people purchase the online tour, we will put all the videos out on the day of that tour. So you can buy them in advance, but we're going to actually make them available on September 9th. So it kind of makes it part of our overall tour. And then they'll have 6 months to look at those videos at their leisure.
Karen, what's the best way for listeners and people who want to support the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon and the Cat Safe at Home? What's the best way to support you guys?
Well, I want to share that when we're doing the catio tour and partnering with Portland Audubon, we are really utilizing the funds raised at the catio tour to continue our mission of Cat Safe at Home, and that is to, you know, promote ways that the community can keep cats and birds safe. So anything that people want to do, from buying a ticket to the catio tour, we'll be selling raffle tickets for there's a couple of different items. One of them's like a small playpen for the backyard. One of them's a big catio, a portable, movable catio. And we also have a gift card as part of our raffle. So people could buy raffle tickets. We have catio t-shirts. You can make a donation to Cat Safe at Home. Support Portland Audubon, support Feral Cat. But people who support the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon as a donation to our organization is directly supporting spaying and neutering. So I just want people to know, when you do support Cat Safe at Home, it's not part of our spay-neuter program. We do really direct that into our educational program, which is this partnership.
Where's the best place to get more information, Karen?
CatsSafeAtHome.org. Just like it sounds, CatsSafeAtHome.org. You can also go to feralcats.com and then look for Catio Tour, and that will then link you over to that joint website. I'm confident the information is also available on the Portland Audubon website. But since we did not oversee that, I can't give you a link or a direction on that. But the easiest way to find us is through either of those avenues.
Excellent. Karen, it's always so fun to chat with you about kitty cats.
It's really my pleasure, and I'm really grateful. The community is Catio Capital, and that's because our passion for not only making it better for our kitties and giving them a enriched life, but also looking out for our local wildlife and putting our own little sparkle into our space outside. So thank you, Portland. We really are grateful. And thank you, Gary. It's really always a pleasure to talk with you.
Excellent. So fun. We've been talking today with Karen Kraus, Executive Director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Thanks, Karen.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.